You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. I'm going to just call it this, Be Fulfilled Tuesday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 local time, 8:37 Eastern time. And, of course, today is May 13th. Can you believe it? Everybody's getting ready for graduation. Kids are getting ready to end the year. And I don't know about you, but this morning, I really, really need a deep cleansing breath. So if you would, take about 10 seconds and do it with me. If your morning is just out of its routine, you're a little bit challenged this morning, a little bit off kilter, let's do it together. Let's just take about 10 seconds and take a deep, 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 deep breath. Here we go. Hold it. Hold it. I got my eyes closed. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but lots of parents have young men and young women who are graduating. We have a young man who is growing up, and ready or not, your kids are growing up. And sometimes, even though we work and we work to get them to certain milestones in their lives, it seems like if you're a mom, especially, I don't know about dads. Dads seem to be, I know my dad across from me, seems to be way more even-keeled, way more balanced on the changes of growing. And I'm going to tell you, every little milestone, when kids get to be teenagers, it seems like your heart just drops. And that's where I was this morning. So I really needed to take that deep cleansing breath. So if you needed that too, you can feel me. Well, you're on your way in. Kids are standing at bus stops, school zones, school buses, school kids. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So please, as always, we ask you to help our crossing guards, help our resource officers, and very, very important, please help our bus drivers. You know, I'm meeting more and more people who say that they're driving buses, and you know how challenging it is to make sure that everything goes smoothly, especially with so many children and young people. on buses. And so not only are bus drivers taking care of all of the kids that are on buses, they're also having to watch out for everything else. So please be mindful as you're traveling in. A little bit foggy this morning, but nothing dense, just kind of a little bit of fog, but hopefully it will lift, you know, as the day goes on. I hope your morning is off to a great start. And you know, I talk about affirmations all the time, and no matter where you start in the morning, you just have to begin to reassure yourself that I'm okay, my kids are okay, and it's going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you what I'm really, really challenged with, that thing called control. Trying to get past those control issues and allow your kids and others around you to just be and grow and do, and trusting the process. Isn't it easy to say, but sometimes so hard to do, trusting the process, especially when you think that you've got to do something, especially when you think that you've got to be in control. And I have to remind myself, and I'm talking to you, but you guys, I'm having to take some time to really just encourage myself this morning, because I'm going to tell you, Tuesday morning, I'm still trying to have the momentum, but I'm going to tell you, as our young man grows up and starts to do adult things, like, you know, all of those things that come along with growing up, it really makes your heart sink. And it kind of makes you weepy. You know, it kind of makes me a little bit weepy, but you know, DC is just as cool as a cucumber, and really remembers, I guess, what it was like growing up and the things that we went through. And it seems like it's just, is it easier for you, DC, or are you just more relaxed about the growth process, or is it just mothers?
I don't know, mother.
You seem to be more relaxed about the whole process.
Well, because it's all a part of the indoctrination. I mean, it's got to be done.
It's got to be done. Yeah, it's got to be done. We got to let our kids grow up, no matter how much we don't want to, no matter how much we want to keep them in a bubble, we got to let them grow up. Hey, we want to remind you, you can also reach out and connect with us at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. You can phone us at 318-445-5658 or simply go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And remember, our website is a great resource. If we had a guest on and you're looking for their book or you're looking for their information, all you've got to do is go to our past guests, go to our current upcoming guest. It's all there. Our web editor does an incredible job of making sure that the guests appear on our website so that you can actually click on, in many cases, to their links and go directly to their website. And this morning, we've got another incredible guest that we'll tell you about a little bit later in the show that is empowering people. All too often, we meet people almost daily, I would say daily, that are talking about living their dreams, talking about how to write their book, talking about how to start their business, talking about their futures, and being able to look around at others and say, you know what, I'm seeing this one do it and that one do it, and really wanting to step out of the boat. And our guest this morning is going to really, really speak to that. So if you're one of those people, and yet again, you've said it time and time and time and time and time again, that you're starting a new season and you're wanting to step out of the boat, well, this is a conversation that you absolutely want to stay on point for, because every story, we believe, gives life and breath to the next story, which is your story. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria. The number to phone for more information for home, auto, life insurance is 318-487-1881. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com.
Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone for more information, 800-454-3730. 454-3730. The of Wales Commission of Tourism, stay and play in the parish.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, But our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern time, and boy, it looks like you're feeling good over there. Do you still have your momentum from Momentum Monday? Is that what it's all about?
Yes, I do.
I hope you're feeling momentum as you're traveling in on this Tuesday morning, getting your morning started, getting your kids' morning started. You know, we won't have many of those much longer, but one of the things that we're doing every single morning is to make sure that we reassure our young man to press in, dig deep, and finish.
Finish.
Yeah, you got to be able to finish. And you know, there's something so pressing as our kids start to grow up that we want to make that impartation about setting goals and understanding where you're going. But most importantly, teaching our kids not to just allow themselves to be average, to be the best that they can be. And you know, as we talk about entrepreneurship, as we often talk about finding and living your dreams, you know, you can look back on your younger self, and DC and I do it all the time. You can look back on your younger self and see how much you left on the table. You can see how many things you could have done so much better. And certainly, we want the next generations to get better. And so we have to make that impartation every single day, that you don't want to leave it on the table. But for those of us that feel to some degree that we did leave a lot, I believe that it's never too late to go back and rekindle those things that were deep within you and to begin the birthing process. And for many people have given up on their dreams, given up on opportunities. But you know, it's amazing how God has a way of bringing things full circle, bringing you back almost to where you started and giving you another opportunity. And so if you're saying, you know what, you're talking a lot about me, this has been most of my story, not finishing, being average. You know, one of the things that DC is instilling in young Deuce Christmas is don't have that just enough spirit. You know, always taking the path of least resistance. Now, we know as teenagers, it's certainly hard for us to think back in many cases to who we were when we were at that age, but we certainly have to look back at our past so that it'll be an indicator and it'll be a determiner for not doing the same things in our adult lives, doing just enough, always being average. And I'm going to tell you, DC and I were talking about it on yesterday, and we were talking about how much we left and how much more we could have done. And so that's why it's important when we make these impartations into our young people, and they don't necessarily have to be your children. They could be young people that you're mentoring. They could be children that you come in contact with, nieces and nephews, and really, really instilling in them not to leave it on the table, not to just settle for being average. You know, when you're average, you're just always in the middle. You're as far from the top as you are from the bottom. And I'm going to tell you, that spirit is a spirit, I believe, that is killing our young people because we're not encouraging them to thrive and to strive and to be the very best that they can be. And just doing just enough is a mode that they're getting in. And that's why we like to bring people on that are successful in their businesses, that have been on a journey, that can talk about it, that can share their story, because it doesn't matter. I only talk about our history in the past so that we won't repeat that. But it doesn't matter what you did in your past, because you can be forgiven, you can push past your past and press into the future, and you can start to carve out the life that you desire. But it begins with believing that and then moving toward that, taking the necessary steps to do what it is necessary to do to be successful. And I love when people come on and they talk about their journeys and they talk about the work. You know, many of us want success without the work. It is indeed a process, and the process has to start right where you are. And this weekend we were talking about those seasons and how sometimes you have to go through a season of discomfort. You have to be in a place that doesn't really feel good. You know, you're really scrambling and you're scuffling to get out of that place that doesn't feel good, out of that job that you really don't like, out of a business. You know, you're moving into a new season, but sometimes there's a feeling of dis-ease. And what I'm learning, what life's lessons are teaching us, is that sometimes you have to be able to sit and stay in discomfort in order to move to the next thing. And what happens all too often is that when we get uneasy and we don't like where we are, instantly we want to move to the next thing. But the fact of the matter is that we're not going to move to the next thing until it's time. And I've often said this, and it does so bear repeating, is that you and I are right where we're supposed to be, no matter how we feel about that. And I think every single person is guilty of wanting to move to the next thing. But you know what I really have been meditating on is that if you move to the next thing before it's time and before you're ready, then it won't be as sweet. It's almost like eating fruit before it's ripe. It's just not good. You know, I was telling you guys that we bought our first watermelon about a week ago. And, you know, anything that you get before the season is not necessarily good. Now, the watermelons are coming into season. You can taste that each one is getting a little bit sweeter. And, you know, they're going to be more plentiful. They're going to be more bountiful. But it's in its season. And all too often, we have trouble staying in the season until the ripening process happens. And so this morning, we just want to encourage you that no matter where you are, you might be embarking upon your new season. You might be coming out of that season of growth. But you know what? No worries. It's going to be okay. Be still and trust the process. What are you trying to, are you trying to tell me? Trust the process. This segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage, they can help you with refinancing. They can help you if you're purchasing your first home or you just simply want to reinvest. The number to phone, 318-561-8020. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Don't forget about Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. He's a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact Chris Roy Jr. by phoning 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexandria, Louisiana. Just want to share a word with you this morning of encouragement that we may help motivate us to be who we are. Encouragement after a weekend of work and worship. I just want you to know that when we are busy doing what God purposed us to do, there is really no challenge from anybody, because God will empower us and provide for us and preserve and protect us to do what he purposed us to do. So this week, I want you to look for the good in everybody. If you look for good, you will find it, you will see it, you will know it, and draw from that other person's energy to do what it is God purposed you to do. Remember this, if you can't do the large thing, do the small things and be where you are while you're there. And enough small things will add up. Enough dollars can add to be a million. Don't wait to get a $1 million bill. Just collect dollars on your way. Take care.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. 8 minutes after 8 local time, 8 minutes after 9 Eastern. It's Tuesday, May 13th. And I tell you what, many, many people are getting ready for the summer and all that entails. We're enjoying this good, cool weather. It looks like it's going to cool down a little bit more today. But we know that the summer heat is on its way. Many people are trying to figure out what it is that they're going to do with their kids and for their kids this summer. And so coming up this month, we hope to have some really, really good programs that people can get their kids involved in. And we were really considering, after reading a lot of articles, that our kids are really falling short in the areas of reading. And so we're going to be looking at hopefully some reading programs with the library to check and see what's available and really to encourage our kids
to cut back on their screen time. You know, the summer is a time where you just feel like your kids can free fall and do whatever it is that they like to do. And certainly they earn that right to relax and do some of the things that they want to do. But what we are seeing in our home is that the screen time needs to be cut down so that our kids can learn to react, focus, and engage. And I believe that certainly way too much screen time is taking away from our kids' engageability, if that's a word. They're not engaging. They're not engaging with each other unless it's via a video game or text messaging. You know, they are not engaging with each other. And sometimes you look and you think, oh, is it just my kid? Well, no. If you look around, all kids don't seem to be comfortable engaging with each other. Kids that know each other, kids that, you know, interact and see each other, it just seems like they're more challenged these days with engaging. And so we believe that, you know, hopefully some reading programs are going to be out there to open them up to the possibilities and more time for kids to come together in group activities and get out of the house from the television, from the computer screen, the video games, and all those things that they love so much to do. And certainly we're not saying that it's not important, but what we're or not wanting kids to do what they like to do, but certainly that we need to monitor that a little bit more and make sure that they're not spending hours upon hours in front of video games or the television screen. Make sure that they're getting some activity and doing some things. And I know lots of parents are going to be working and you're trying to figure out what to do. And for many of our young people, they will be at home, you know, all day, every day. So hopefully there are a lot of organizations and groups that are going to be doing things in the community that your kids can get active and involved in. Swimming, hopefully, is going to be available. We're going to check on that. A lot of kids like to swim in the summer and take swimming lessons. So as we are winding down the school year, you know, you look up, and it's hard to believe that we have made it already through another school year. And each year that we make it through another year, our kids grow a little bit more and get a little bit older. And before you know it, they're moving on to the next level. And I know a lot of parents are getting ready to empty the nest, maybe not the entire nest, but sending kids off to college or to summer school or getting ready for the fall. And all of those things bring up so many emotions. So this is sort of that time of the year where we're all just trying to find our way. And so hopefully we're going to bring you some people with some great information on how we can do that and do it far more effectively. You know, we say all the time, knowledge is power. The more information we have, the more likely we are to become more powerful. Don't Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team in Bunkie can be reached at 318-346-2540. St. Francis Cabrini Hospital has a new clinic, Incarnate Word Community Clinic. Although it doesn't seem new, it feels like it's been there all along. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive. They've got urgent care, and they also have physician's appointments. And for more information about how you can connect with these absolute free services, you can call 318-448-6800. Again, 318-448-6800. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Bunkie for your home, auto, and life insurance, even banking. You can phone Kyle Wolf in Bunkie at 318-346-6695. It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock local time, 14 minutes after 9 Eastern time. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our guest on point. Stay with us. We're back after this. Thank you.
listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you know, at the top of the show, I told you that we would be sharing another one of those incredible stories about living your dream, about stepping out of the boat. And most importantly, sometimes we think it's just people that are older or middle-aged people that are moving into their destinies and moving into their dreams. But we have a lot of young people in college, a lot of young people coming out of college, trying to figure life out, trying to figure out what it is that they were called to do. And our guest this morning is going to share her experience, her life, and her hope with us. Her name is Amber Olson Rourke. She's passionate about helping people achieve their dreams, especially women. Amber is a co-founder and vice president of marketing and culture at Nerium International, where she leads a team that is responsible for all of Nerium International's brandings. And ultimately, Amber's goal is to empower women to put their calling before their comfort. I absolutely love that. Amber, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
And so, Amber, let's talk about, first of all, how you got on the journey to becoming a businesswoman. And, of course, we didn't mention your age, but Amber is only 29 years young and has just accomplished so much in her young life. Tell us how the journey started for you.
Well, for me, you know, really dates back to just growing up in an entrepreneurial family. I always had a vision, you know, that I could really make an impact in the world, and grew up with parents that really imparted that one person could create change in the world. And I think that's key, is, you know, having that foundational belief. But I went to school, graduated with a marketing degree, went and did the traditional marketing route, worked at advertising agencies, worked at in-house marketing firms, and I really loved the concept of telling a story with a brand and with a message. And so after that, I moved back to Dallas. I had gone to school in Florida, and I fell into the opportunity of being able to take over and run a medical spa, which does anti-aging and skincare treatments, for about 4 years. So I really saw the inner workings of running a small business. And as a small business owner, you wear about every hat there is, mm-hmm. from the janitor to the bookkeeper. So it was a great kind of foundational experience for me. And then it just happened that Nerium was forming in Dallas during that time. And I had a great kind of background of both marketing and skincare and anti-aging. And so this was to be a skincare company that had breakthrough skincare products that had never been seen before in the market. So that really intrigued me. But the thing that was most important to me is, as the founding members came together and really talked about what Nerium would be, you know, the vision was that it would be a lot more than a skincare company, that it would be a company with the mission statement of making people better. And that's really what resonated with me. So I became, you know, the fourth person on the team. We now have over, you know, 200 employees and over 50,000 different independent sales reps. So we created a way for people to believe in their dreams. And with our mission statement of making people better, you know, we really live that out in a lot of different ways. The first, for, you know, just the people who are customers of us, we want them to look and feel better and reflect their inner youth and beauty. And then for our, what we call brand partners, which are just our independent sales reps across the nation, we believe in really developing them to be, you know, better leaders, better, you know, have better belief in their dreams and to live out their calling, whatever that might be. And, you know, Nerium is just that vehicle for them to do so and to really have that hope and inspiration. And so, you know, that's kind of how we have grown, really. From, we've won lots of different awards for being, you know, the fastest growing company in our industry, to lots of other great things. But what's really impactful for us is how fast we've organically grown by just focusing on people. So, you know, really that's our core competency, is focusing on and believing in people. And I think that's what's made us
and so
different.
And so, Amber, for you,
as a young woman, how do you step into this role? How do you push past your fears, your anxieties, the uncertainties that anyone has that's going into this kind of business and just do it? How did that happen for you?
You know, to be completely honest, it doesn't happen easily. It has to be a choice. And for me, stepping into this, I was kind of thrust into, you know, a startup environment where it's kind of, you're just trying to survive. And I was in the position to lead and mentor people with a lot more years of experience than mm-hmm. me, were older than me. So they, you know, a lot of that self-doubt of, you know, thinking that they wouldn't appreciate my message and appreciate my viewpoints. I had to get past that, and I had to find within myself what was really my calling, what was I passionate about. And so to tap into that passion first, which for me was inspiring people, then I knew that was my end goal. And no matter what 99.9% of people thought of me doing that or my viewpoints or my opinions on doing that, if I could reach that passion, if I could see that come to fruition and see the people I was impacting, then it all made it worth it. And I think focusing on that let me go, you know, let me help let go of those fears mm-hmm. of the judgment, because the judgment's going to be there whether you do, whether you don't. So you have to first, I think, get past that of what people will think, and really just have laser focus and remind yourself daily of what that passion is, you know, to move past it.
Uh-huh. I love that laser focus. And so for you at 29 years young, you know, we talk about almost daily people living, finding their passion, living their dreams. Do you remember that moment where you knew that you knew that you knew that you were called to inspire others? Do you remember that moment?
That's a great question. You know, for me, it started as just, and I think this is great for anyone. For me, I was still having, you know, a traditional job. And I started feeling, you know, maybe my passion was to help women or to help teens, or, you know, I had that specific interest. So I started as a hobby. I started volunteering for workshops in my local area that I could help with that were aimed towards, you know, helping women or helping teens. And I remember doing one of my first workshops at a women's conference. It was like a retreat, and I was able to kind of just share my thoughts on how you know, to live a life based on purpose. And, you know, I really had no accolades to say, you know, to do that, but I was invited to do it. And I remember after doing it, and I think at that time I maybe was 24, that a lot of women in their 50s and 60s came up to me afterwards, you know, with tears in their eyes, just saying how thankful they were to see somebody at a young age be able to tap into what they're passionate about and share it. And that's mm-hmm. when I realized, you know, I didn't have to have all of these accolades and years. If I could just share what was true to me and what I was passionate about, that would touch people. And that was kind of my first experience of, wow, like I can impact mm-hmm. people, you know, no matter what their age or background. And you know, that was, I think, a powerful moment for me. And that then led to turning a hobby into something that I get to do, you know, as a career.
Absolutely. And so for those people that are trying to figure it out, we want you to stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can really excavate those things that live deep within you, bring them out, find your passion, i.e. finding your calling. Our guest this morning is Amber Olson Rourke. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on.
to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Amber Olson Rourke, and she's passionate about helping people achieve their dreams. She's the vice president of marketing, the co-founder and vice president of marketing and culture at Nerium International. She's 29 years old, and she's talking about her journey and her story. Now, the company in its first year had $100 million in sales, and moving into this year, they're looking at doing $400 million. And Amber, this is year what?
This will be our third year.
Third year. So talk about the products and talk about how the company has gone from such a seemingly small company to exponential growth.
Sure. I think, you know, in any industry, you have to look at when you're going into the market, what's your unique offering? And for us, we wanted to have nature-based skincare products that really gave people powerful results. And so from owning my medical spa, I saw a couple things that were unmet needs in the market. So I saw consumers who didn't want to use five or six products because it was confusing. They didn't have time. Life got in the way. Mm-hmm. So one of our first initiatives was to be able to make things that were really targeted. So you have, one thing you use a day, one thing you use at night. We launched with just one product, actually, just for the night and packed everything into that. And then we also wanted to give people the really produce on the results we promised. So many people would come in and see a few pictures of people who had got great results, but it didn't really represent what they were going to experience. And so we really wanted people to be, overwhelmed with the results and kind of under-promise, over-deliver. And so we kind of, from the very beginning, bet our entire company on asking people to take their before picture, take their after picture, make the judgment themselves, and if mm-hmm. they didn't like the product in 30 days, they could return it and get their money back. And so we just, made focus on giving people the results they wanted, not being another skincare cream that they just half used and threw in their drawer, and making mm-hmm. it simple, and then having exclusive ingredients. And that's really, those were kind of unmet needs that we saw in the market. And then we had a very targeted approach to doing that. So starting with just our night creams and adding our day cream. And then just this past month, adding a body contouring cream. So that'll be just our third product here in the U.S. And that kind of, targeted approach is really what's helped define us as, now a large consumer favorite of people's in their day-to-day skincare routine.
Wow. So when you start this journey, Amber, do you wonder how this product or these products will be created? Not only how they're going to be created, but if people will like them, will it work? All of the questions that we ultimately have before we go into something.
Yeah, I think that there's always that, that love, all those questions that run through your head of making sure, thinking through from a consumer mindset, are they going to like the product? Are they going to like how it feels, how it smells, how it applies, all these things. And we did a lot of independent third-party testing to show, the clinical trial results of how the product would work. So we knew that, we knew we had the data to show, okay, this is proven that it works. But when you open your doors, that first day mm-hmm. and you're sitting there and it's just probably 10 of us sitting there, okay, we're open. you have that uneasy feeling of how will it be received. And then when the pictures started coming in, since we asked everyone when they got their product in the mail, we said, please, take your before picture and then take your after picture. When that actually started happening and we were getting, customers emailing us like, oh my gosh, I finally found something, that really works. And we got those pictures in the mail of wrinkles and discoloration and things that people have been, trying to find something that would really work. I think that was the moment that we knew, wow, like this is going to be something huge. Because if you can satisfy customers in a way they haven't been satisfied, that's revolutionary. Mm-hmm. So it was very exciting when that started to happen and you have that moment, you feel like, wow, we're onto something.
Absolutely. So this is what I want you to do, because there are women out there that have used creams. There are women that say, I don't use anything on my face other than water. Tell women why it's important to use skincare.
I think from my viewpoint, our skin is aging every day. Even I'm in my 20s and, I've been using skincare products since I was in my mid-20s, because whether we like it or not, our skin ages every single day mm-hmm. from the sun damage we're exposed to things in the air, to just, the natural aging process. And so to give it really, really beneficial, healthy, natural ingredients that nourish it really makes just a huge difference and makes you feel better, feel more youthful, feel more vibrant, and having that confidence, long-term. And so for us, when you look at our products, you'll see that the first few ingredients, which means what's the most concentrated in those products, are those things that are antioxidants and proteins and things that are really packed. I think of them as just, your skin's best friends. They need those mm-hmm. to look its best. And so, you know, I think it's really important in for long-term looking and feeling your best to continue to give that your skin that daily, you know, TLC that it needs to look its best.
Absolutely. And for those young people and just people in general, I know that, and I love what you say, ultimately, you want to empower women to put their calling before their comfort. Just give us a little bit about how you became to how you came to understand that we needed to put our calling before our comfort.
You know, I think that just talking to a lot of women in particular, and it's not just women, it's men as well,
sure.
But there's so many people out there that have a passion. They know what they're passionate about deep down, whether that's, you know, helping animals, or it's doing X, Y, and Z, or it's sharing a story in this format. Everyone, I feel deep down, has something that they know they're passionate about. But what kind of limits that is this their comfort zone, not wanting to feel uncomfortable. And a lot of time, I think it's fear. Is once you claim your calling, you feel like you have to master it. You feel like if you have to, if I'm going to say that this is my passion, this is what I'm good at, then I start to feel the need to be the best at it, because people are going to look at me and say, oh, that's your calling. Well, you know, you better really own it. That's mm-hmm. your calling. But it's a journey. I mean, I think the first part is just declaring it. This is what I'm passionate about. And then sharing that with others, and you'll be surprised how many people are encouraging, and not everyone will be, but there'll be lots of people that will help you along your path. And it just starts with the first step. You don't have to be an expert to take a first step. You just have to have belief to take a first step. And the first step leads to a second step, that leads to a third step. And then you just one day wind up with exactly where you're supposed to be. But if you can never get out of the comfort zone and take that first step, you know, you can never get to that final destination.
I love that. You don't have to be an expert to take a first step. That is one that's worth writing down. You don't have to be an expert to take the first step. That's powerful. Amber, we want to thank you this morning, and we want you to share with our audience your website and how they can connect with Nerium International.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a blessing to be able to share my story and to, you know, find out more about Nerium International, what we're doing both with our anti-aging products and our business. You can visit Nerium.com.
And spell that for our listeners.
It's Nerium, Nerium.com. And thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to share my story.
Absolutely. And thank you. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a quick break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product ghetto. Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria. She fell in love in Easter egg to the sounds of the guitar, yeah, yeah. Played by Carlos Santana. See, as the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just said, see you later. Yeah.
Chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo, mama, chola.
East Coast.
Ahora vengo, mama, chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo, mama, chola.
Maria, West Coast. Maria. Harlem, oh, oh. She living the life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria, oh, oh. She fell in love in East LA.
Carlos Santana. I said, I love a fella, don't load it. The streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Mi contar esperanza. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. Then I look up in the sky, hoping that there's a
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:51 local time, 9:52 Eastern time. And, you know, we say it all the time. Each story gives life to the next story. I'm going to keep saying it and keep saying it because I absolutely believe it. And when you meet a young woman just 29 years old that has made millions already, just following her passion, living her dream, and understanding, and I wrote this down and you might want to as well, that you don't have to be an expert to take the first step. And I was saying this weekend as we were just talking about people living their dreams, because as I said, anywhere we go, you can almost always engage someone that is talking about moving into the direction of their destiny and trying to figure that out. People that are in school, people that are planning to get into school, people that are planning to start businesses, people that are in businesses and are moving into another realm. I mean, the stories are endless, and we just love hearing them. I love hearing each story because as I hear those stories, it births, it seems, another life in me. And one of the things that we were talking about is that you have to start. And Amber said it so profoundly. You don't have to be an expert to get started, but you do have to start. And when you think about all of the anxiety, all of the fear, all of the uncertainty, every single person, even people like Amber who have made millions, still have that. But you know what they have? They have the ability to do it afraid. They have the ability to keep going even though they don't know what it looks like on the other side. They just keep going. They keep following that passion and that dream, and they find ways. Successful people find ways to get done what it is that they need to get done. And I guarantee you, when you find that God-given thing that you do well, and I have been really, really, how should I say? I have really been sort of prompted, I guess, in the spirit realm to share with you that, you know, you're looking and you're looking and you're looking, but it's really on the inside. See, sometimes we're looking, and we have it already. We're looking in all the wrong places. We're looking at what others are doing, and that's okay. But you don't ever want to be covetous of what others are doing. You don't ever want to look at others and yours not be good enough because someone else's is better. Does that make sense? You're looking at someone else's, thinking that theirs is better and yours is not good enough. And that's when you cross over into covetousness. Trust that what you have is what you have, and it's good enough. Now, it's okay to look at others, look at their journey. We do it all the time. We marvel at others' journeys. We love to share their stories. We love to pour water on others and what they're doing. But we celebrate them knowing that when it is our time, that God will send the right person at the right time to water us. And we're getting watered every single day. And you know what water does? Water causes things to grow. It causes things to flourish. And so if someone else is doing something that you deem is good or great, and you feel like your gift is in that specific area, then you could say to them, listen, I'd love to be an intern, or I'd love to come and sit under your tutelage. You know, would you be my mentor? There are lots of ways to do it, but you have to be willing to give of yourself. You have to be willing to serve your way into the next thing. And I know a lot of people are thinking, well, what kind of money does it take to do that? We believe when you find that thing that's on the inside of you that is your gift, that you're passionate about, that you do well, once you find that, then you get into the get ready stage. You start getting ready. And that means doing the necessary things, those preliminary things. You start to get ready. You're like a runner in the starting block. You know, you take your mark, and then you get set. But see, the thing about getting set is we never know how long it's going to take us to get set. And in the getting set process, that oftentimes is where the work has to be done. You know, finding, you know, and carving out that niche and then creating and then asking for help and doing the work and researching. And that's why this summer we hope to talk about really lots of reading programs. You know, there are so many things that we can garner from a book, reading how others have done it. And what we do on a regular daily basis is we read about others' stories and others' successes. And if you're looking to do a thing, you might want to find that paradigm. It doesn't mean that that has to be the exact route that you take, but if someone is doing something that you feel like you're gifted at doing, then look at their paradigm and look at what they've created and how they created it. And then you can start to implement your own map and you can start to carve that out. But first things first, it's looking within yourself and finding that thing that if you didn't have any other thing to do and someone would pay you to do it, you would bound out of bed in the morning, every single morning, and it wouldn't even feel like or seem like work for you. Those are the things that we really have to begin to sort of like mold and shape, almost like a sculptor molds and shapes what it is that they're sculpting. And you just start with those little things. You start by writing the vision. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make it plain. And it's like Amber said, sometimes when you put it out there in the universe, you feel like you have to be an instant expert. You just put it out there and then you start to declare it. You start to speak over it. You start to just call those things that are not as though they were. And then you'll see that God will put the right people in your path at the right time that will help you to develop that. So this morning, I hope that you start with looking on the inside and saying, you know what, here's yet another story. I believe that my story is going to be soon told, and that, you know what, if people are doing it, they're doing it in Texas, they're doing it in Louisiana, they're doing it in Alexandria. People are living their dreams all around us. And this morning, I hope that if you only take one thing away, that you'll know that people that are living